Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share a Bible principle.
In recording the story of the coming of Jesus Christ into the world, Matthew focused his thoughts on Joseph. Now, this is significant because Joseph was in many respects a bystander in this divine event. Listen to what Matthew wrote.
The birth of Jesus Christ came about this way. After his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, it was discovered before they came together that she was pregnant by the Holy Spirit. So her husband Joseph, being a righteous man, and not wanting to disgrace her publicly, decided to divorce her secretly. But after he had considered these things, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what has been conceived in her is by the Holy Spirit."
Let's look more carefully at this passage. Matthew identified Joseph as a righteous man. From the whole biblical story, we can certainly conclude that he was declared righteous because of his faith in God's promises. You see, Joseph had followed in the footsteps of Abraham, his ancestor, who had believed God, and it was credited to him for righteousness. And just like Abraham and Joseph, we are declared righteous by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But you see, Joseph was also a righteous man in the way he lived. When he thought Mary had betrayed him through an immoral relationship, he still responded with love and grace. So let's remember this principle to live by. As believers, we're to extend mercy and grace towards those who are living out of the will of God.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about this first-ever multimedia study Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org.